Good evening. It's my pleasure to be here again and talk with my bad language English. Sorry. Let me talk about a little about the churches in Cuba. We have a graduate 275 lay the last year. We have ready for to the new project in the big city, in the 8 big city in the all the island. That's happened because I say in the morning that the church in Cuba are growing very fast. Many people come to the churches. Is you going for the street? Everybody call you for example for Bible. I work in Cuba in one new project. It's the 1 million Bible for Cuba. It's between Cuba and U.S. The Bible, American Bible Society. Is we have that project for around 3 years. One of the churches working in this is the Rock of the Gainesville. It's no Nazarene church, but that pastor in Boru created a different pastor of the Nazarene church, St. Donald's, you know. Now in January, we finished that project. In January, we had 1 million Bible for Cuba. Really, that pastor, American Bible Society, know that we don't need 1 million Bible for Cuba. Really, we need 11 Bible for Cuba. Because usually, when I give one Bible in any denomination, for example, we send the Bible around to the, that's happening in Bayamo. Bayamo is in the east on the country. We give one night 1,500 Bible, only in one night. When we finish, we go into the bus. Many people come to us, not Christian. Hey, do you have one Bible for me? Do you have one Bible for me? And then everybody one Bible in Cuba. Everybody. Christian, no Christian. Communist, no communist. Everybody one Bible. One day we was in the office, in the Bible Society. In the new plan, what we're doing with another country for Europe, for another project for 1 million Bible for Cuba, we received one call for the government. It's the Communist Partido, I don't know in English. Well, the Communist is one of the enemy for the church in Cuba. And they asked to us if we have 8 Bible. We say, wow, maybe 8 Bible for the office. I say right away, I say to the Bible Secretary General, I say, hey, that's question not for me, for you. I send to him. He say, yes, what do you know? No, I need 8 Bible for my office. It's for the Communist Partido, I don't know, an English Partido. He say, okay, I have for you, but how many employed? No, how many workers you have in your office? She say, no, we have around 35. 35? Okay, I'll be there in 30 minutes. In 30 minutes, we go into the big store in the society, the Bible Society in Cuba. In the bank of the secretary, we push 2 boxes. It's a 40 Bible. We going to that place and we give 40 Bible in one place. Usually, is the enemy for the church. And then we saw this. Everybody want Bible in Cuba. Everybody want to know about the world of the law. Sometime I heard the testimony of the people that Jews and the Bible. He say, I had the Bible because I use it because I want I enemy for the church. Well, that man made a testimony, bro. He was enemy for the church, always for injury to the church. But when he read the Bible inside the heart to him, he say, "Oh, something happened to me." And the end, that man is Christian right now. He's pastor too. And then always in Cuba, you heard something. For example, you going in the bus stop or on the street in the one hospital. Always, you talk about the baseball. It's the most we talk in Cuba. And the end, in the conversation, we end in the Bible about the Jesus, about the God. Everybody look for about God. That is good. That's happening now in Cuba. Sometimes we made, I don't know in English. Oh, goodness. We going to the, for example, we going to the community with the children. With children, community. How is the name? Bible school. Going to the church, many children, no Christian. Sometimes the family of those children practice Santeria or witchcraft. Or sometimes that boy going to the church with all the jewelry because he don't know about this. This is only the child practice Santeria. But always that children ask for us for one Bible. Ask to the pastor, "Pastor, you have one Bible for me? Can I use one Bible?" Or maybe sometime being the Christian boy or my daughter, she going with the Bible. "I want that book like this." And then children, old men, we was in the home for old people. How do you say that kind of home? Home? Nursing home, no? We visited a nursing home. We made the one service with the person, a Christian in that place, always visited because not having another activity in that day, all people that is not Christian. And the end, when we finish, many person, because let me explain, all the nursing home in Cuba, most of them all, is for the government. No privates. Privates we have not too much. Sometimes the Gideon Band or Cross Soldier or Baptist Church, Methodist Church, Catholic Church, but most are from the government. And then the government say, "Yes, you can go in and make the service for the patient in that nursing home." And we limit it. We can say, "You need Jesus?" No. We talk about the Bible, some history, some testimony, no more. But at the end, always, many, many, many people that does nursing home going close to us, he asks about the one Bible. "I want to know about more of the Jesus," or something like this. And the hospital is the same, happening the same. We have the clowns on our church. They dress it like a clown. Clown, no? Clowns? You know, clowns.
They dress up and they play.
Yeah. That's right. Clown. Clown? Come on.
Clowns.
Clowns. I probably say well with my pastor. Clowns. That's clowns visited the hospital. Boy with a cancer hospital. In the first, the director in the hospital say, "Well, what are you doing?" "Well, I want to visit the children. We have, it's true, we have two children from the church here. But you listen, yeah, because it's more happy for him." "Okay, but where are you? You are a little different." No, "I'm from the church." "Oh, no. The church not come to here and preach to everybody." No, we don't want to preach. "We want to visit two children from our church." Okay. "You going for that nurse going with you." "Okay, no problem." But when he go into the rooms in Cuba, it's very different. Well, I was in different hospital, one hospital here in U.S. I know it's different. It's not only one bed per children. It's six beds per children in that kind of hospital. And the two children, Christian children, smile very well. The other children that is waiting for medicine, for healing, or sometimes for close to die, smiling. And you look at the father like crying. They crying. He said, oh, thank you, because I have 1 year, some another 2 years that my son don't cry. And that is good. That is good. Because in the hospital, family, in desperation, they talk about Jesus. And don't say, no, I want to hear nothing about Jesus because my son is close to die and I don't know why the God made something like this. No. They say, oh, yeah, can you call, can you pray for my son? And that is very good in U.S. Let me say a small testimony about my son. My son, he have a sickle cell. Maybe many people know about this. 4 years ago, he had a trouble in the femur. He have necrosis of the femur because he growing very fast and the bend inside the bones was not was in the same time to the bones. And then the bones die when the bend coming and to the place that be the bends, that was late. That's born die and no, it's good. And then the doctor told me, well, he need to hip replacement. What? Yes, he needed a hip replacement. That happened when he had 16 years old. 16 years old. And then we was in Cuba in the orthopedic hospital. We saw one of the best doctor orthopedic surgeon about the hip replacement. He talked with us. He said, okay, the hip replacement here in Cuba, only you can use it for 10 years. But when you have 7 years, you have trouble with the hip replacement. And you need to replace for twice again. Oh, really? Yes. It's sometimes the second replacement is no good. Oh, that is no good. Well, doctor, can I find best hip replacement? Because I read in internet, Germany, U.S., Canada, French, they have very nice hip replacement. I have friend in that country. Maybe I send him in. Maybe somebody help me. He said, oh, no. Are you crazy, man? Yeah, why? He said, you crazy because that hip replacement is expensive. It's so expensive that you don't have idea. Okay, I no say no more. Me and my wife, we out to the hospital. Very sad for that. Our doctor, the doctor of my son, he's was in that day with us. He said to my wife, okay, don't worry. We look for another way for to help to Otico. It's my son. My wife look at him and say, okay, no problem. We wait in Jesus. The doctor say, oh, yeah, I know. You believe in, you believe in something, Jesus and God. It's your problem. It's okay. I say, yeah. We believe in Jesus. No problem. I remember that night, I always wait around to the 12 o'clock at night, the midnight, because it's the best time for send email. I don't have an internet. I need to pass for date in my phone. I checking all my email. I say, oh, I remember one day. I don't know if you know George Sisler. It's for One Heart, Many Hands. It's the one organization, big heart to heart, and One Heart, Many Hands. I remember he's visited Cuba with one orthopedic doctor, the name Ian Kovach. let me send the email. Maybe he know how, what can I do. I send email to Ian, to George, sorry. Yeah, in George said that he told me when he received that email, he said, Otoniel, be crazy, very crazy. But he told me that in the same time he read my email, he heard one voice. He said, for me, nothing is possible. Nothing impossible for me. He said, wow, what he say? Okay, it's nothing impossible for you. And he sent email to Dr. Ian Kovach. In the few seconds, Ian Kovach responds to him. He said, that was around to the 1 o'clock in the morning. Yes, when we going to Cuba. And that time he said, praise the Lord. He sent email, hey, are you here? Yes, I'm here. Dr. Ian, he wants to go to Cuba. And then we need the visa, a special visa for health ministry. He say, okay, no problem. I do it tomorrow morning. This is my first place that I'm going to visit. I called my superintendent. I say, hey, I need to know going to the different meeting because I have that situation. My superintendent said, no, go ahead. I pray for you. Okay, thank you. I go into the ministry, health ministry. I talk with the doctor, and he's his ministry assistant. When he heard me, I say to him, explain, hey, I have my son. No, sorry, I say one children. I have one children that he needs a hip replacement, but he in Cuba, the quality is not good. But one daughter from U.S., he want to come to Cuba, see those children, and help. Not only one, two, three, any children that need hip replacement, and the, how you see this? Need replacement, or another kind of seizure, not orthopedic, another kind of seizure. They come to Cuba, he want to make like a partnership with that hospital and the hospital in U.S. I remember the ministry assistant, he's saying, are you crazy, man? You know, why? You know, U.S. is my enemy. Oh, it's your enemy, bro, not my enemy. You know, I work for the, yes, I know that you work for the church and you receive, I remember that doctor that you talk about, I know that, I know him, but it's not possible. I say, hey, I need your help because one children of this is my son. Oh, okay, it's your son? Don't worry. Wait here in my office. I'm going to talk with the ministry right now. He's going to the ministry. The ministry say, okay, yes. Why not? He down, very excited. He say, hey, man, the ministry say yes. Okay, I have all the information for the visa. Oh, you have it? Yes. And I send to him. He say, okay, I send email when I have all the visa for him. He can look for the ticket for flight to Cuba. That's happened. George Sisley and that's doctor, the assistant, the doctor, nursing, his flight to Cuba. When we was in the hospital, they check into Otico, my son. They asked about the different donation, cheaper container that he sent at that hospital because that organization have one special permit for Obama. Was signed for Obama that he can help that hospital for 5 years. And then he talked about the cheap container, the help and the medicine, equipment medicine that he sent. And after that, they look for Otico. The doctor see Otico, oh, Otico, come in, sit here in the bed. He checking, asks air, everything. He made everything, and they come back to U.S. A few weeks, I received one call for George. He told me, hey, we have one trouble. What happened? Well, the best company can make the special hip replacement for your son is the Pew Johnson & Johnson. But the price is $200,000. You know, wow, it's too much money, man. He said, yeah. Well, don't worry. You pray, I pray. You call everybody for pray for that. Everybody pray for that. Because All does happen because God wants to happen. All right? Then don't worry. Okay, don't worry. I remember 3 days ago, he called me again. Hey, your wife is with you? You know, no, bro. I close to my home. Okay, look for one park. In Cuba, the park, you can look for Wi-Fi, for internet, in different park. Not in my home, in the park. He said, okay, no problem. I pick up for my wife. We was in the park. We talk with him. He say, okay, I call you because I need something from your son I need to show in my website about my organization look for to donate for money. I say, okay, what do you suggest? He say, what do you think one picture of your son painting? I can write all the history about your son. Okay? I think right now, oh, we have picture of my son, his painting, everything. I look for one of the best is when he's painting Jesus Christ in that position, that perspective, and the down is when Stephen is stalling. I send that picture to him. He's using in the website. In 1 week, he called me. Hey, man, do you know I need to stop? What happened? We have more than $200,000. You say, hallelujah, man. It's okay, amen. But after that, we are waiting for the Pew Johnson & Johnson start to make the hip replacement. I received another group for the 1 million Bible, one million Bible for Cuba from the Rock of the Gainesville. I explained my situation to the pastor. And he say, hey, do you know? I have 2 young men here. They work in the Pew and Johnson & Johnson. You really? Yes, yes. As he called that man. I introduced to him. He said, one day they say, hey, we made the hip replacement for your son. Because before I leave to U.S., my chiefs say, you need to make a special hip replacement for one boy from Cuba. And then, it's your son. It's my son. He say, okay, don't worry. I help you with that. I talk with my box. Let me see with my chief what can I do for you. In 1 week, Josh Sisley, he called me. Hey, praise the Lord. What happened, man? He said, the Pew Johnson & Johnson, he wants to make your hip replacement free, like a donation. Oh, hallelujah, man. Not only the hip replacement. They made 3 hip replacements, different size. And one is a small standard. And 2 special with different size. Amen. He said, and all the tools for that different hip replacement is donated too for your son. He said, wow. Bro, he said, okay, you need to keep praying. No, I keep praying every day. The Lord knows everything. He said, yes, only him can do that. It's impossible for us, but it's possible for him. You know, yes, I know. After that, we wait, and the doctor called me, hey, have the hip replacement. We're going to Cuba January 2017. I'm very excited. I go into the hospital. I talk with all the director of the hospital. Hey, this is the email for the doctor from U.S. They say it's okay for you if they come in for me in January, to January 2nd for the seizure. He said, the doctor, no, January 2nd, January 1st, December 31, when he want to come to Cuba, we are open for that thing from America because we want to know how they made that, and they don't problem. You will have program for another seizure. We stop that program, cancer, and we made the seizure for your son. Wow, amen. We waiting, and the George called me again. He said, hey, man, we can go to Cuba. What happened? The Pew and Johnson & Johnson say that because of embargo between Cuba and U.S., it's not possible send the tools, all the tools to Cuba. Only one small part for those tools. Wow, man. Well, what you suggest? He say, you need to go, I don't know what you're doing, but the doctor say, for him, it's more easy, make the seizure here in U.S. because it's the quirófano, how you say, the place where they made the seizure, the rooms.
Operating
rooms. Yeah, it's the own operating rooms. He know about everything, and it's better for him. You go, wow, man. Okay. I go into the health ministry, talk about this, but the big situation here is that me and my family, we are waiting for parole. Parole is the visa that gives U.S. to my family for to come to U.S. and rejoin with my family here in U.S. in December 21st. You say, wow. But what can you, what do you want to do? You want to wait until December? And you had your visa, all your family, you come to here, U.S., and we made the decision. No. We are preparing for the American embassy because the priority is my son, not my visa for with my all my family. I doing that. George Sisley, he was in that interview with me. When I started to make all the paper, all the dates, he said one question. You have immigrant visa from U.S. sometime? I said, yes, I have my interview December 21st in that year. The lady, the secretary, when she saw that, she said, I mean, are you crazy? You know, everybody call me crazy. Why? She say, because if you push this, maybe the consul, American worker, I don't know the name, what you say, maybe he say, no, you need to wait to until December. If you want, I erase that part, you don't push nothing. Maybe they say you have visa or you're waiting for one visa parole or maybe not say nothing. They say, no. All the truth, all the time. You push this in my paper. You say, well, if you want, it's tomorrow. You lost all your money. And the George, he asked me what happened. I explained him. He said, no, all the truth. No problem. I pay for that visa, no problem. Okay. When we waiting for the date for my visa, George checking the email, he saw that the hospital, Pratt Regional Medical Center, they say that he made a seizure to my son free, all free. All the doctor done the time, free. Intensive care, what is it? Intensive care, free. Medicine, free. Everything free in the hospital. George told me, hey, praise the Lord, look at this. You don't need to pay in the hospital. That's not happening because it's a private hospital. You go, well, the Lord knows. He said, okay, let me send to email very fast to Ian Kovach. I need to send the letter when the hospital sign that all is free and Ian, he's half the one house for you when you waiting for the seizure, after the seizure, all the paper. He doing very fast. I will receive all the documents. I present with my document, digital attachment, PDF, all that information to the embassy. And the lady told me, okay, in 2 days, you have your interview. You go, well, hallelujah. In that time, I had one team in Pinar del Rio, work at witness. I say, well, that thing is the first time. Why can't I do it? Because I can't separate. Okay, I'm going to Pinar del Rio and back. Well, we have one bus with my driver, Renato. I say, well, I'm going in taxi, Havana to Pinar del Rio, because I back near in the morning, Monday, for the interview in the bus. I have time. But Sonsi told me, we back Tuesday. I say, well, I have time. But Sonsi happened with me, George Sisley, the big motorcycle that they rent for the donuts. I with him in the hotel, I say, okay, George, I need to leave for Pinar del Rio. When I back to my home for my suitcase, I looked at the time. It's a little late. It's 7 o'clock in the afternoon, at night. Let me call to Pastor Jose Luis. Hey, Jose, I have that trouble. Look at the time. I have here in Havana yet, but I want to back in taxi. He said, no, man, you can do that. Because no, you going to the bus terminal? Terminal, and you don't found bus, don't found taxi. Wow. I'm the leader of the team. He need to see you. I don't know why, but he want to see you. Okay, don't worry. I'm going my Lada. Maybe I stop in the half of the way, but I'm going my Lada. Well, I using my car. Was God. Because the Monday, near on the Monday, they call me. Hey, you need to be here today. What day specific you have interview for medical emergency. Wow, God all the time. I use my car, I go into the embassy. The day of the date in the embassy, we was me and my son. When we are inside the embassy, between 7 to 9 o'clock in the morning, the consul said to everybody, "No, you don't have a visa for my country." We went and stopped waiting. My son in the wheelchair. He say three person before to me. The lady told me, "When past that three person, you going with that man." I see him. My son look at me and say, "Hey, Dad, I don't want to make the interview with him." You, amen. You remember, God is in. It's possible for God. Don't worry for that. One man behind to me, he say, "Hey, amen. Poor of you." Ay, ay, ay. I look at him. It's okay. He said, the three person. I call that man three questions. Where you live? Who invite you? And you have married or single? Sorry, you don't have a visa for my country. Next, this. When I'm going, that man was with me around to the 40 minutes. He's a made question and question. And the end, I lose the faith that he want to say, "No, you don't have a visa for me." He said to him, "Excuse me, if you want, I have the original letter for the hospital, doctor, hip replacement, everything. I can show it to you." He had the attachment in PDF in my document, but if you want, I have here. Well, I thinking, well, maybe he told me, no problem. I have it in my computer. I can check him. He say, okay, I want to see. I sent to him down to the hall, down the crystal, to the glass, and sent to him. He read page by page with all the passion in the world. Look, all. I say, ah, yeah. And then he asked me, well, okay, just a minute. He going to another office. He was in that office around the 10 minutes. When he back, he taking my passport, peek. He say, "Congratulations, you have visa, you understand." I say, well, praise the Lord. When I got the visa, he say, you come in 2 days for your visa. Okay, thank you. We out. everybody, oh, congratulations, congratulations. You are the only and the other morning, all the morning that receive one visa. You go, oh, yes, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Outside to the embassy at the park, the people see that, saw that I don't have my passport in my hand, and everybody in the park, oh, man, good for you. Oh, yes, thank you, praise the Lord, honor the Lord. I'm going, when I bought 2 days ago to receive my visa, 5 years. I have visa for 5 years, me and my son. That's all in God, all in God. When I was in the hospital, all was very well. The doctor explained me, when he saw to my son, he's surprised because my son growing, more tall. He said, oh, you are more tall. Doctor, it's good or not good? He said, yeah, it's very nice, because I have 3 hip replacements. 2 on different side, with different side. It's my first time that I made that kind of decision. And then maybe I need to be with him 3 hours. But I have one small standard. I do it every day, and then 1 hour, no more. Maybe 30 minutes with the finish with your son. Okay, doctor. He say, no, just we pray, all right? You are here because God was all this possible. And then we prayed. He's from the Nazarene Church too. And then we waiting in 50 minutes. Dr. Ian Kosh, he out. He say, wow, maybe trouble. You know, sometimes he say, oh, easy, don't worry. All the surgery was perfect. The femur or the hip replacement was a small standard. It was exactly for him. Praise the Lord. After that, we was in the hospital for a few days in the ICU, no? In the ICU. We back to the house for physical therapy. But before to the seizure, my son received one blood transfusion. What?
Transfusion.
This is the one transfusion. All was very well. But in 10 days, my son wake up. He say, hey, Dad, I have pain here in the back, in my back. I say, wow. Okay, let me help you. Take a shower, hot water, let me help you. When he's pushing, he's using the shower, he called me, hey, Dad, coming. What happened? No. It's turned off. I have pain now here in my stomach. Oh, I have pain in my chest. Oh, in my shoulder. Dad, I can't breathe. Oh, my goodness. It's a very no good situation. I go to the doctor. Ian, he in that time is been in Chicago. He say, hey, Otto, what happened? Five o'clock in the morning. Oh, doctor, sorry, what happened? Okay, I explained to him. He say, well, this is a medical emergency. I go right now to the hospital. Okay, doctor, it's okay, thank you. I go to the hospital. I off my cell phone. In Cuba, we don't have a 911. We don't have this. You have trouble with somebody, you out to the street, stole one car, going to the hospital. I have my car outside, and I take care of my son, pushing the car, and I'm going to the hospital in the car that I have in that time.
Kansas?
That's in Pratt, Kansas.
Yeah,
Pratt? Yeah. From the house to the hospital, usually I go in 17 minutes. I do it in 5 minutes. I pass for the light. My son, he wake up, he look for, he say, da, let's go, slow down. When I saw, I going to 150 miles. In Cuba, 240 kilometers. But this is a good car. I have my Lada, you know, communist car. I going to 60 miles in my Lada. Maybe I lost something. It's a very bad car. I drive the one BMW X5. And then it's a good car for me. And then when I saw the speed, I stopped my car outside to the hospital. Because when I remember when I turned for the emergency, cop, the police, he's outside to look for. He said, hi. Be trouble for the doctor because the car is the name of the doctor, not mine. But well, I look for one camera. He stopped the car in the emergency. You know, well, maybe he knows that it's emergency. Well, he's checking the car for the best doctor in the hospital. I don't know. Well, thank you to the Lord. We stay in the hospital. The assistant wait for us. Was incredible, very fast. They taking the bin. What? Yeah, everything. Very fast, going the MRIs for because the doctor say maybe it's the coagulation, no? The coagulo, I don't know. Maybe it's coagulation. Yeah, something in the blood, they look for where it is because he can breathe and then look for in that place. But in that time, they used medicine and my son was relief. But we was in the hospital for intensive care for 2 days. 2 days. After the 2 days, my son started to the hemoglobin start to down. The blood of him is attack the own sickle cell. You know, he have an hemoglobin. When the doctor checking for the last time, 3.5. I have picture here. My hand, normally the hand of my son color green. The green, yellow green. He not having blood inside. The doctor coming, he's Christian. Both doctor, he say, we all the church, all the nurse here is praying for your son. Maybe he died. Because we can use more blood in him. Because all the new blood that we use in him, he in immunology rejects all the blood. Rejects. I started to praying, but he sent the last sample to the Red Cross. The Red Cross found the problem. He say, "Well, that is not usually. The trouble is the." Anybody, antibody inside him is sleeping, but the blood that we send to him have that antibody. The problem is that your son create the new protein. The doctor say that is not usually. He create the new protein, it's not usually. I said to him, no, maybe it's like you say the first time, because the Red Cross say they maybe have the mistake with the antibody. But he say that maybe was God. He's using the new protein in him. And then he's saying in the chapter very fast, and the new blood from my son, and they use it. I say, well, in the name of Jesus, we're waiting. I ask to my son, you prepared? You are ready? Hey, Dad, I feel well. I don't need blood. But the doctor say here that you need blood. But do you know if the dead uses that blood, it's not working well, you die. What? I die? No, I don't die. I feel well. Okay, we pray together, we're waiting, maybe happen something. But we have with because all this is because God was possible. And then he finished. Don't worry. And we waiting. He uses the blood. The doctor no move the place all the time with me. They're using anti-allergy, different medicine for prevent something. In the 2 hours, my son start to change the color. The best color. In less than 1 day, my son very well. He has a 4.8, pero he like the tubular is like a half 8. The hemoglobin is a normal that he used. And the doctor say, he feel very well. He goes, yes, doctor. Only I need to back to Cuba very far. And then, praise the Lord. My son is here, it's okay. And the only Lord, only God. Always I say to all the doctors in the hospital, hey, thank you. All the doctors say, no, no, not to me. Only God. Only God, because for us, all this is impossible. For the president on the hospital, it's impossible. The owner of the hospital, he say, for me, I don't know why he's doing, but well, it's okay. He's doing. He signed. I say, no, he no sign. Lord signed for him. It was possible. My son made a seizure here. After that, we in my house with my wife, I and my wife, we thinking about this. He said, well, you know, if my son made the seizure in Cuba, he died. He died. Or was God push the position or the peace in the right place, in the right time? Now we have trouble with Trump, with the president. That's problem. We have problem with the immigration. If we are wait for the interview in December, what happened with my son? Maybe it's not what's possible the future. If I say and my wife, if we decide to wait for the visa for come everybody here and stay, we stay with my son in the future. Everybody here. Look, and then only he knows the time and the day for everything. If for that, like I said, the morning, I made a memorial monument to the 12th stone that used in the Jordan River with the Joshua. I do the same, always, all the time, all the time. The time always the him. If I decide to make something, we are decide to. Because I feel in that time, I would say desperate. But always I remember when I the first notice that he's received for the first daughter, we feel desperate. We feel very bad. But we always, my wife, for me, I feel very bad. I really can say that. But my wife, I feel very well when my wife said to the last daughter, no. We waiting in Jesus all the time. When she say that, all in my life changed. All my perspective for the situation for my son changed in that time. Well, that is all. This is the short testimony about the life of my son.